This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. One thing I've learned is that you buy a house, but you make it a home. And for decades, Angie's helped millions of homeowners hire skilled pros for the projects that matter. Get all your jobs done well at Angie.com.
Oh, could this vintage store be any cuter?
Right? And the best part? They accept Discover.
Accept Discover? In a little place like this? I don't think so, Jennifer.
Oh, yeah, huh? Discover's accepted where I like to shop. Come on, baby, get with the times.
Right, so we shouldn't get the parachute pants?
These are making a comeback, I think.
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
The United States has seized an oil tanker off the coast of Venezuela. CBS News White House correspondent Natalie Brand joins us now. Natalie, what triggered this? What justification is being given for this action?
Good morning, Megan. Well, this seems to be a new tactic in this ongoing pressure campaign against Venezuela's Maduro regime. The Attorney General, Pam Bondi, did give a little bit more information about the tanker that was seized, saying that for a number of years, it's been sanctioned by the U.S. government due to what she alleges is involvement in illicit oil shipping networks supporting foreign terrorist organizations. Specifically, she said that she alleged that this vessel was used to transport sanctioned oil from Venezuela and Iran. So that is what the administration is saying officially. But you know, it definitely it is a new and significant escalation in these ongoing tensions that we've seen with Venezuela, and a form of economic pressure going after, you know, an oil tanker and one of Venezuela's largest revenue sources.
What's been the response from Venezuela?
So Venezuela put out a very pointed statement saying that it strongly denounces and repudiates what it says constitutes a shameless robbery and an act of international piracy. And in this lengthy statement, it went on to essentially accuse the U.S. of trying to go after, you know, its natural resources and oil, saying, you know, this isn't about counter narcotics or democracy. It's about going after its resources. So definitely an escalation here. And, you know, we're continuing to monitor new statements from Venezuela and the Maduro regime. It's important to note that, you know, the Trump administration does not recognize the Maduro regime as legitimate, along with a number of other international leaders who point to, you know, a disputed election years ago. But, you know, the U.S., the Trump administration has gone on to accuse Maduro of being aligned with drug cartels. And he's also facing, you know, narco-terrorism charges in the U.S.
Natalie, is there any indication that the Trump administration, you know, would authorize more seizures like this, you know, of ships in this network?
Yes, the sources tell CBS News that the administration is considering additional, you know, similar missions to what we just saw, potentially additional seizures. The administration's been careful, though, not to disclose details about the long-term strategy here. All we know is, you know, what the president has publicly said, which is that he believes Maduro's days as president are numbered. He said that in an interview with CBS's Nora O'Donnell, repeated something similar this week in an interview in Politico, but he's just not, you know, giving his, you know, he's not revealing his cards in terms of the overall long-term strategy, other than, you know, saying that land strikes could happen soon, which is something that he's also said multiple times.
Natalie, thank you for the update. We appreciate it.
Thank you.
That is CBS News White House correspondent Natalie Brand. Your Money Report is next.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. When you use Angie for your home projects, you know all your jobs will be done well. From roof repair to emergency plumbing and more. Done well. So the next time you have a home project, leave it to the pros. Get started at Angie.com.
Thy ticket, Lady Jennifer of Coolidge.
Well, many thanks, good sir. Heareth my Discover card.
They accept Discover at Renaissance fairs?
Yeah, they do here. Discover is accepted at the places I love to shop. Getteth with the times.
With the times? You're playing the lute.
Yeah, and it sounds pretty good, right?
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.